Good afternoon, America, and good morning, Australia. Welcome back to Radio Tony, and this is The Soul of Business. Just a reminder, if you're listening live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, please note that we have Payo online ready to answer all your questions and send you links and information from the show today. Don't forget that if you want further information and you miss it as we're going along, jump on to radiotony.com where you'll find all the information about The Soul of Business and Damien. Reminder too that the replays are available on Binge TV across the USA and on the Tony TV channel app on all LG, Roku and Samsung smart TVs worldwide. This is the second in our series of co-hosted shows with entrepreneur and businessman Damien Papworth. We're going to be talking about the new way of doing business. And as Damien says, we want to change the world. But before I introduce you to Damien again, I'm going to give you a quick intro to Damien. And our series is aimed at soulpreneurs, healers, spiritual and energy workers, masseuses, and everyone who has a gift that they like to share with the world. We want to make the world a better place. And Damien's craft is business. And this became obvious when he transitioned from corporate to business in the 2000s. And quickly built and sold two businesses within the first couple of years. Now on his third business and another business that created from an idea born out of a sense of purpose, Damien found himself enjoying this business as it grew 10 times to the size of the second. And whilst he was enjoying this, he realized that he wanted to contribute more, and that sparked an idea from his 20 years of the School of Hard Knocks in business, and he wanted to share with the world. So Damien created the Soul of Business with the purpose of supporting grassroots service-based businesses to teach them and educate them about working through the business side of things without sacrificing the craft and the passion that they love. So this is the second of our shows, and this week we're going to talk about connection. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We were just discussing before we went live on the show, Damien's hoping to go diving soon, because in Australia up the eastern side of the coast is whale and manta rays, Damien?
Yeah, manta rays. They're migrating at the moment.
They're migrating, and he wants to go diving and see them. But the issue is that there's a little bit of a lockdown COVID situation in New South Wales, which might preclude him from going. But anyway, I digress. It's winter in Australia and there's lots of good things happening. But today we want to talk about connection to self, connection to tribe, and connection to your business. Damien, why is connection to self so important for you and your business?
Yeah, so I think I talk about the three layers of connection, and they're so important. And the different connections they're interesting to look at, because some are just there, and some you have to work to get. But the ones that you work to get tend to stick, whereas the ones that are just there at the start intuitively tend to get in the way, and because they're automatic.
Yes.
But we need them all for a business to work in a purpose-driven scenario, like a purpose-driven, passionate person who's living their craft, we need all three levels of connection. And I talk about, you know, connection to ourselves, connection to craft, and connection to the business. So why is connection to ourselves so important? And the reason why is because that's where it all starts. So we start with a real passion to change the world, or a real passion to share a gift with the world, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's automatic. It's something we've got this burning desire inside us to do something. And,
yeah.
You know, I was just talking to a lady yesterday who's helping me look at some grants, for example. And I was just talking to her about grants for three different businesses I have. And just mentioning the solar business is one of them, development grants for, mm-hmm. for this sort of business. And she started talking about, oh, I've had this idea, this thing that I've wanted to bring. And she's, you know, she's doing grants, but everyone has this. You know, everyone could be an accountant or a lawyer or something, or anything, you know, anything in commerce. But almost all of us have this deep burning desire, something that we love, to bring it to the world. And we've got this connection to it. And we get in the way, you know, usually we get in the way because we're not aware. We're not aware of, because it's automatic, because it's coming from our heart and our soul. We don't, you know, you've got thinking, which is our awareness, and then you've got feeling, which we're usually unaware, and we're automatic a lot of the times with that. So some of us are lucky, you know, some of us are lucky in that we get the opportunity to connect with that passion, that purpose, and then turn it into something else. Some of us are super, super lucky when we realize that at the start of our careers. Sometimes it takes us a long time to get to it.
Yes.
But the problem is that that I see quite often, the challenge that I see with many, many people is that no matter when we get to it, if we're lucky enough to get to it, it's still, you know, we lack awareness with how we bring it into business, bring it into, you know, into a gift for the world. So we get in the way, and we get in the way with lack of awareness. So
I was just going to say, Damien, so whilst a lot of us have that burning desire and passion, for many people, that getting in the way, and they're saying that those messages that we have inside our mind around, oh, I could never do that, or that's not achievable, or those are the things that stop us. And I think the purpose of this discussion is to make people aware that those conversations are happening in your mind all the time, and they may actually be stopping you from living your life's passion and desire.
Yeah, 100%. So there's this thing that everyone talks about called imposter syndrome. You know, it's a real thing. And the problem with it is that it speaks to, like, the imposter speaks to everyone. And the basic message is, you're not good enough. You know, who are you to give this to the world? And so the reason why it's there, I mean, firstly, the reason why it's there is because, and there's two reasons why it's there that I see with the people that I talk to, and myself also. You know, it doesn't go away. With awareness, we can use it as a tool.
No, it doesn't.
But we can use it. You know, in the solar business, I've got a module on it, which I call From Tyrant to Tool, or, you know, how to use this instead of, you know, take us away from the tyranny of not doing stuff. How can we use it to move forward and to develop? But the reason why it's there, and there's two reasons. One is that because what we do matters. You know, we care about what we do. We want to serve. We want to help people. So it matters. You know, we care. The only people I've ever met who haven't got a sense of the imposter, who don't have that negative self-talk, are people who don't really care about anyone. You know, they're there to get their slice of the pie, and they don't really care what happens on the other side. So that real deep sense of care and of service and of, you know, I have a gift to give, creates challenges for us because if we fail, you know, it's sort of linked to a sense of, you know, failing ourselves, you know, of, you know, our identity is failing rather than this thing's failing. So there's a real fear around that. So we tell ourselves, is this something I really want to give? Is this, who am I to give this to the world? I'm just me. I'm little old me. And who am I to give this to the world? Which is a problem.
That's right.
Now, the other challenge with this is that because this is super important to us, and because it's, you know, born from a passion, a deep desire, we're also on a journey. Right? We're on a journey of mastery. So mastery can never be achieved. You know, because once we get to the next level, once we get to the next level, we've got the next level of self-expectation, and then we get to that and there's the next level. So it can never be achieved. Now, the problem with that is, and the closer we get to mastery, the more we see we can grow. And then we tell ourselves, well, I've got these gaps. How can I share that? You know, how can I share while I've got these holes? You know, how can I share what I have? How can I actually get people to pay for what I have when I've got so far to go? But the problem is it never ends. And this is what, you know, this
so
is what
you I'll may call. As well. So you may as well actually use that desire and passion and still keep growing, but at least share it with the world. Because, and Damien, we've talked about this before, that humans are unique. The way that they converse and the way that they share wisdom is really unique. And if you don't present your uniqueness to the world, that means someone misses out. So if people don't hear Damien's message or what Damien's talking about, then someone misses out. And if you start to look at it that way, that actually helps quell the negativity that runs through everybody's brain, even successful people, Damien. So you're someone I look up to as being highly successful. But I know from our conversations that this still happens to you.
Yeah, so there's two points there. And one is, let's look at the uniqueness first, because this is probably one of the most profound things that I've learned in business, but in life generally, because, you know, in this moment now, every single one of us in this moment, in this exact moment right now, every single one of us has such a unique experience up to this point, has such unique insights, has such unique feelings, has, you know, who every single person right now, you, me, everyone, has a completely unique perspective that not only is unique now, it's never ever been had before. You know, insights today that have never ever been had before and can only be had in this moment. Like tomorrow we'll all be different and we'll have different insights. So what we have now is so beautifully powerful and you know, it's this moment. It'll never be, you know, what we can share today we'll never be able to share again, ever. And no one else before us has been able to share this in this moment, and no one ever again will be able to share what we have right now. You know, and that is
because
so
we're
powerful.
Constantly changing. Yeah, we're constantly changing.
So if we don't share what we have now because we're telling ourselves we're on this path, I mean, the journey to mastery is important, but if we don't share what we have now on that path, the world will lose that forever. You know, what a tragedy that would be.
That we've
taken away something from the, you know, the cosmic experience, from the universal experience, because, you know, we don't think we're perfect yet, but, you know, everything that we've got and have developed and have learned and have experienced is absolutely perfect to share with the world in this moment.
For that moment.
So that's super important. And when we, and the reason why that's important is because everyone around us is on their own journey of mastery of various kinds too. And what we have to this point of experience is going to, you know, is going to add value to their journey in this moment. Because in 10 years, when we've gone to the next steps of mastery, the people that we are helping now are going to be different people. We won't be able to help the people we can help. Right. We'll be helping people up here. So, and as far as does imposter ever disappear? It doesn't. You know, as you evolve, as you get to your own levels of mastery, so does the imposter. The imposter grows up too, and it matures, and it finds other ways to whisper its poison into your ears. So. And that's why awareness, you know, when I say connection to yourselves, it's all about awareness. What's it saying? When's it saying it? What's the message? When is it saying? Because it always whispers when you're at your weakest. You know, for me, it's like, when I talk about it, it wakes me up at 3 a.m. in the morning and it whispers into my ear, Damien, you don't know what you're talking about. What are you going to do that for tomorrow? You've got no idea. No one wants to listen to that. And I'm like, who on earth would do that to a friend? You know, ring them up in three
yes.
at 3 a.m. in the morning and tell them you're crap, basically. You don't do that to friends. So this thing isn't a friend either, you know.
No.
So I roll over and I'm saying,
what do you do
at 3 a.m.?
What do you do in that moment at 3 a.m.?
I tell it. I said, look, you know what? It's 3 a.m. in the morning. You've just woken me up and told me I'm crap. Sorry about the word, but that's what you've told me. You're not a really good person. I'm not going to talk to you till 7 a.m. I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to go for a walk or a run. And let's have that conversation at 7 a.m., you know, when I'm strong. So I put it off. I just put it off. And, you know, 7 a.m. comes around and he doesn't turn up. He's not there anymore. He's afraid. He's gone away. And then I get
scared.
On with my day. That's it. But, you know, that's just, you know, practical. I mean, another thing around imposter too that I do, which I think is really powerful, is whenever anyone shares appreciation with me, I'll, you know, they send a text saying thanks for this or you know, what we did the other day was great. I'll just take a screenshot of that and I'll put it in a folder on my photos. And, you know, we all go through stages where we sort of doubt ourselves. And when I do that, I just go through that folder and see all the beautiful messages people have shared with me, and that's enough to pick me up and keep me moving. So, but, yeah, it doesn't go away.
Just quickly on that imposter syndrome, and again, I know we've talked about this before, but for Australians, there's something that we particularly struggle with because we have what is called the tall poppy syndrome, our love of taking down anyone who's doing good stuff in the world. And it's uniquely Australian. My American friends don't seem to have the same impetus to take other people down. This is a uniquely Australian idea. And I think as Australians that imposter syndrome and that tall poppy syndrome, they're inherently linked. And I know that you have to work quite hard to keep them under control. And it's good that we're able to understand that there's things that you can do to put them off and to work out how to get around them. And again, it comes back to that connection to self and that awareness to self. Because once you have awareness, then you can work out strategies to control it or strategies to work around it. That's really important in your business journey, Jamie, the business journey, isn't it, Damien?
No, it is too. It's so I think one of the things, so that tall poppy syndrome is definitely, it's definitely here in Australia. But I think one of the things to think about, if that's coming up a lot, you know, talking about the universal laws, which we've got coming up in later.
We have.
Weeks, but yeah, so this is one of the things, if this is coming up in your life often, you know, then you're probably energetically attracting it. So one of the questions that I'd ask you, if, like, I'm not talking to you, Tony, but if someone came to me saying, I've got these poor poppy people around me all the time, saying, well, what's your relationship with other people who are successful? And what you tend to find is that, you know, someone who is jealous of or is critical of other people's success is drawing that kind of energy back to them. So, there was a time where I saw a lot of that around me, and I don't really, I've got amazing, inspiring people around me now, and none of that happens in my life anymore. And I think that's basically
the
attraction thing. So, except my imposter, he wants to take me down a notch or two at 3 a.m.
Yeah. So. That imposter keeps coming around. When the point you just mentioned, Damien, is about the people around you, the support that you have around you, which leads us into connection to tribe, which is incredibly important if we want to deliver from a heart space. And give our gifts to the world.
So I think, so tribe and craft are the same thing. That sort of, I mean, the craft is what we do and what we gift, and a tribe are the people who receive it. And, you know, it's similar to the connection to ourselves and our deep burning passion and the gift we want to give. A connection to our tribe usually comes pretty easy as far as purpose work. But it's one of those things because it comes easy at the start. And usually it comes easy at the start because it goes to something like this. We've got this. We give it to the, you know, close people, people close to us, family and friends, and they go, wow, that's amazing. And they usually don't pay for it because, you know, they're family, friends, and we're just gifting what we have. And at some point, we get recommended to someone else from a referral, and we don't even know what to charge, so we just give it away pretty much for, you know, $20 an hour or something like that, because we don't know what we're doing. And that's how we start. And, you know, it feels so good because, wow, we've got this passion and people love it enough that not only do they want to consume it, but they're happy to pay me for it, even though we're at probably charged, you know, 30% of what industry rates are, that kind of thing. But that's how we get in. So we feel really connected. We feel connected to people who need our gifts, and it feels amazing. But we're also, you know, the purpose and the passion people of the world, one of the key parts of it is we want to serve. You know, we're here to make the world a better place. We're here to share a gift. We're here in service too. And that's super important. It's, you know, one of the, and in our second module of the solar business, I ask everyone, I just want to verify now that you're here when you're moving. I just want to 100% be sure. I want a commitment from you that you are here in authentic service to your tribe. One of the early starters of the solar business asked, what would happen if someone said, no, I'm just here to get my share. They're not part of the solar business. I wouldn't let them be a client. And it's so important because it wouldn't work for them anyway, but I don't want my tribe to be polluted by that energy kind of thing. But this is it. So we're in service. We've done this thing and it's been amazing. And someone who's part of our tribe has been served and they're better for it in a very small way. In a very small way, we've changed the world. You know, we've started that step. We're changing the world now. But then, that person says, but do you know what I really need? And it's different. You know, so maybe we're doing, you know, maybe someone's doing Reiki, for example. But do you know what I really need? Like my shoulders are really stiff, so I really need like a shoulder massage. But we don't do massage. But in that moment, what we want to help, so we get in and we start sort of, you know, doing some, you know, just sort of a light sort of touch or a light rub to relax the shoulders. And then all of a sudden we're doing that with every client and it's not our thing and we're not trained. And then the next one's like, well, do you know what I need? And I don't know, maybe it's a foot rub or maybe it's something. Maybe it's you know, maybe it's sound healing. Maybe I really want the vibration of the crystal singing bowl. So we bring that into what we're doing. And all of a sudden we're doing all these things that we've got no idea about. But what we really loved, what our craft was, the Reiki. That was our craft, and that's where we're into flowing. That's where we can give the best to the world. But we're doing all this other stuff now. And when we're doing it, what we realized that when we started doing Reiki at the start, you know, no matter how we started, at the end of the session, we're on a high. You know, and energy was high and we were buzzing because we were in flow. You know, we were gifting the world what we had from our heart. But now all of a sudden we're finding, even though we're getting good feedback, reasonable feedback, we're getting nice compliments, that kind of stuff, at the end of that session we're drained, we're low on energy because we're doing stuff where we're not in flow, even if we're enjoying it. You know, it's not the one of the aspects of flow is that our energy increases. You know, if the day's gone, we haven't eaten, but we've got more energy at the end of the day than the start.
That's when you're in flow.
That's right. But when we lose awareness, and this happens with every single profession, every single trade in the world, the demands of our clients, the demands of our tribe can sometimes throw us off, and we start trying, because we're in service, we want to help. We're in service, we want to help. So we say yes, 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 and we do all this stuff and it feels bad, you know, or it drains us. You know, and straight away we're like, why did I say yes? If we're unaware, we end up creating a business doing all this stuff that's not even us. So that connection to tribe and craft together, it doesn't work one another, but tribe and craft has to come. So if we're really aware with what we're doing, what we'll end up doing is recognizing the needs of our tribe, and where it's outside, you know, alignment with what we do from our heart or from our soul, we bring other people into our circle. And then we can provide them a better, you know, a better, more holistic approach to what we're doing in a business side of our craft by bringing other people who are, so everyone's in flow, everyone's serving from that state of flow.
Yeah, because there will be other people that are really brilliant at, say, shoulder massage, and that's their thing, and that's what they love to do. So allow them to do that versus taking you away from your specific passion and purpose. And part of that conversation is to know very clearly, be very clearly connected to self, so that you know, no, this craft of this, the Reiki that I do, that's what I'm good at. That's where I'm happiest. That's what I need to focus on. We can get easily pulled away from our core fundamental passion and purpose, can't we, Damien? And we need to have the awareness that brings us back to what we're here for.
Absolutely. And so what happens, I mean, with awareness, typically awareness gives you 90% of the answer. So with awareness, you can, it's, most of us don't live in awareness though, unfortunately. Most of us live in automatic mode. So once you're aware of what's going on, you just put little, what do you call it, fire breaks in the way of it. So when someone asks for something, you have a little process. I had this with a friend just yesterday. We're talking about, she with her Instagram, I think she's watching today. So with her Instagram, she was, she accepted a, you know, basically a, what do you call it, a promotion, a promoted post for someone who asked to do a promoted post. And didn't feel great about it. So, you know, we put a little process in that, you know, basically she says, I have to check with a business partner and when any of these comes up, and it just gives a break so there's not an immediate yes to something, where we can just bring it back down and then, you know, make a better decision at, outside the moment. So you can do that with hundreds of different ways. You can put little fire breaks when you're aware of you're going down a path that's not consistent with where you
Absolutely.
Want to go.
And
then it just, you bring that awareness into the moment because you've got that little trigger. Oh, this is that moment. That's that moment. And then you can move, make wiser decisions.
Because as your tribe or business starts to grow and you're starting to interact with more and more people, people will be drawn to you. And when they're drawn to you, there will be offers. And those offers are the things that you need to guard yourself against. I had a wonderful offer just recently from an international company who wanted to partner with me to deliver a certain set of services. Those services are completely outside of what I do, and it's a wonderful offer. International company, branches all over the world, high profile, etc., etc. But it's not what I do. It's not part of my core business. And the writing the email back to them and saying, thank you so much, I'm truly grateful for your offer, but this is not right for me, was hard in that moment. But then you step back from it and go, okay, there's something else will come. And that knowing and sticking to what you're good at, what your craft and business is about, is key to growing to that next level, because there will always be things to take you away from what you're passionate about, won't there?
Yeah.
Particularly the doing of business, you know, bookkeeping. Although for the wonderful people out there who love books and numbers, fantastic, thank you. But for me, that's probably not really my forte, and I need to guard myself against going into things that aren't part of what I'm passionate about or what my vision and mission and for the business is. But yes, it is difficult, Damien, when you get those offers to promote or partner or whatever. You've got to go back to your core. Is this, like, if you're a Reiki expert and someone offers you a post or promotional post about, I don't know, jewelry, is that really, you know, and it's lovely and it's wonderful, so, and jewelry is fantastic, but is it your core purpose?
So it happens all the time. I'll give you an example of how it happened with me, if you like. But the real problem is what happens is when we're unaware, we end up in this thing that we started with, this high degree of energy and passion and flow, and we end up feeling stuck and trapped. And that's a horrible feeling
Yes.
when it's supposed to be this thing that's coming from your heart and a thing of service to the world. So, but I mean, it's a perfect example. So probably with Globatel, 4 years ago, we started building a sales team in South Africa. And we do all our copywriting out of South Africa. So we've got a good team there. And South Africa is pretty unique for us because we sell into South Africa as well as having an operations team there. So it's a little bit unique as far as the overall Globatel structure. So I went over and we're building a sales team to get out and sell our services to digital agencies over there. And a handful of our clients heard that, and you know, internally we just called it a sales masterclass, and it was 5 days, and it was just hardcore. Let's do sales training, marketing training, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All the content was prepared, and a bunch of our clients heard about it and said, "Oh, we want sales training too. Can we come along and sit in?" And it wasn't appropriate because it was, I mean, a lot of the stuff we're talking about is how we sell to the digital agencies. So it wasn't really appropriate that someone who was a prostitute.
They were there listening.
Yeah, so yeah. I would have had to change the training if they were there in the audience. So, and I didn't want to do that. I want to keep it pure for the business. But I said, look, how about I come back in 3 months and I'll tailor a sales masterclass for you guys. And they said, love it. That sounds awesome. So I did that. 3 months later, I came back and we did a road show. We were in Johannesburg and then we went down to Cape Town and then we went up to Durban. And, you know, we presented to, I think, 60 to 100 digital agencies this sales masterclass and it was brilliant. So, you know, at Globatel, we do service delivery. We do fulfillment. We don't really do sales training. But it worked so well and we built quite a database out of it. So we got clients out of it. It worked really well. So I did it again next year and a different sales masterclass. Mm-hmm. And I remember then I did it the third year and I remember when I was down in Cape Town and, I mean, we spent a bomb, I mean, getting over there and hiring rooms and all the marketing and advertising. And I remember I had three staff in the room that I was presenting in this amazing place down at the waterfront in Cape Town. And there were two people who were watching my presentation. So I had three staff in the room plus me, and there was two people in the audience watching. One of them was the client of one of our agencies. So I wasn't even getting clients out of it. I was just thinking, how did I get here? So we deliver website wholesale and, you know, SEO wholesale, and here I am in a room of zero presenting sales training for digital agencies. And we're not even a training organization. We're not a sales organization. We do fulfillment. But this is the example. Like I was... You know, clients came and gave us some feedback that this is what we need. We turned it into something that it was that we weren't, because it felt good at the start and we had some impact at the start. And it went amazingly at the start. And it came its own thing without awareness and it was never going to work because it's not what we do. You know, I can just remember like just that dread of seeing the marketing figures come through for this sales training that no one wanted at the time from this organization that doesn't do sales training at the time. And it was just a big awakening. It was, I'll let that happen. Yeah. That just happened. You know, business is, I talk often about business being a living, breathing, sovereign entity. It's its own thing. It's got its own life. And if you don't, if you don't control it and direct it as its leader, you know, as a leader, it'll take control. It'll take you down these paths that you never expected. It's quite funny. But yeah, so even
after all of your decades in business, Damien, this sort of thing can still happen. You can still be drawn away from what is your core business and core purpose. You can still be drawn away if you're not careful.
100%. Absolutely. So one of the things with the solo business I don't want to do is become a business coach. I don't want to do one-on-one business coaching. I was at the Mind Body Spirit exhibition in May, I had about four or five people saying, I don't want to do group mentoring. I want a one-on-one coach. And I'm tempted every time. I'm getting pulled in that direction that I don't want to go. But the other thing too is you can attract the wrong clients at times. So that's talking about moving from your craft and going down, you know, rabbit holes that you shouldn't be going down, but attracting the wrong, not being aware of the, you know, when you get people into your business that you serve that aren't an aligned, genuine member of your tribe, you know, that can throw you off too. That can throw you off. And, you know, I talk a little bit about back just before COVID hit the world, 6 months before that,
yes,
we had a lot of clients in our network that weren't good for us. You know, we made a decision over 3 months to drop 7 clients, which basically cost us $500,000 a year in revenue. And so that was a big decision. And that was just before COVID hit too. We didn't expect COVID to hit straight after that, but
hit anyone.
But the point with that is when people come into your business that aren't part of your tribe, they also will take your energy. They'll take your drive and your passion. And what happens then is they'll start referring other people from their networks that aren't part of your tribe either. So it escalates and it amplifies, and all of a sudden you're getting more and more people that shouldn't be with you who keep coming to you. So, you know, it's important to get rid of those. And there's a lot of fear about that. You know, I need the money. Yes. I need the cash flow. I can't get rid of it. But literally when we made that decision to remove that $500,000 from our books going forward,
yes,
we replaced that in 8 weeks.
Out of COVID.
We actually replaced it in 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was 8 weeks and much more harmonious. And that's what you can grow from, you know, much more harmonious clients, you know, clients that were fully aligned with what we truly offered and what we truly could do. And, you know, the problem is, you know, your business is as strong as the clients you say no to, basically.
So everyone's
got those clients right in this moment. They're thinking right now, thinking, you know what, they talk about vampires, you know, they suck the energy out of you and, energetic vampires, but if you just get rid of them because they'll be replaced by someone who lights up your life while you're serving them. Yeah. It's amazing.
Damien, that what we're talking about today is connection to self and tribe and business. So if you're very clear on what that connection looks like, that's going to help your business grow and develop and be long-term viable, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the first two connections we talk about were connection to ourselves, which is the passion piece.
Yeah.
It's already there. Yeah. We need to be aware of it because sometimes it takes us down. Sometimes we get in the way of it ourselves because of that little voice that whispers in
that into our voice mind. In your head. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second connection is to our craft and to our tribe. What we haven't talked about yet, and that one's the same one. That one's already there because that comes naturally. As soon as we step into service, that's there. But once again, we have to be careful and aware because other people's influence that come into our business can distract us from what we're doing. The last connection is to the business. So the first two are interesting because they're innately there. That's what drives us. The last one's business. Yep. And this one is the one we have to learn. Yep. This is the one we have to develop. Because business feels transactional and tacky and it doesn't feel great. It feels like, you know, we're all of a sudden talking about these concepts.
Exchange of money.
Yeah, taking. You know, we're here to serve, but we have to take all of a sudden. And I think there's a bunch of different things surrounding this and holding this together, but one of the core things for me, and I've thought a lot about this, is the language of business is appalling. Like everything to do with business is, we should see as a an extension to our craft. You know, all business is a universally, globally accepted bridge for us to reach our clients, to reach the people we're supposed
to
serve. That's all it is. But the way it works, it doesn't feel like that. And the reason why, I think a big part of the reason it doesn't feel like that is because of the language. So when I think about the language of business, I try to work out what is the purpose of these words. Now let's talk about, like, I want to help people heal their deep emotional wounds. And now let's talk about marketing, database, clients, revenue, profit. You know, it doesn't quite jump. So what's the purpose of the language of business? And the only thing I can work out the purpose of the language of business is so we get to work out how much tax we have to pay. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I've been trying to do is work out business language in a way that keeps us really connected to what we're doing. So when we talk
And
about
it's so
social.
good, audience. You have to. I'm sorry, I get excited this because when I first met Damien, this was a light bulb and an aha moment for me. The way that Damien speaks about business in a way that spoke to my heart and soul versus the transactional nature of business. So, audience, I really want you to try and grasp these concepts today. For those of you in business that struggle with business terminology, this will change the way you think. Sorry, Damien, go on.
No, absolutely. And it's all really like every term in business is really important. It's a really important building block for the bridge that we're supposed to walk to connect with our clients. So what do we talk about? We talk about, social media numbers, social media followers and likes and that kind of stuff. Well, that's our influence. They're the people we can reach. So then we talk about database, emails and phone numbers on our list, database. What does that mean? Why don't we talk about our tribe? These are the people we can communicate with. So we talk about tribe instead of database. What about our clients? Clients or customers? Well, they're actually the people that we impact. So we call impact. We call clients impact.
I love that because part of my foundational structure is about impact. And by swapping that terminology in my mind, it's had quite a profound impact on the way that I think about it. So, impact, impact, impact.
That's
But
it.
if you think about it in those terms, it just makes sense to me.
100%. So money, like revenue. What does revenue mean? I don't know. But why don't we call it reflected value? Sometimes we call it karma because, it's the exchange for the energy. Money's an energy. When we talked about this the other day, Tony, like everything's an energy. Everything's got its flow. Money stops flowing when we hoard it, when we want to store it. When money comes in, we're supposed to shift it on and shift it on and shift it on. That's how we impact the world. That's how it flows. But so money is a reflected value of what we're gifting the world. So if we're thinking this is actually karmic, this is our karmic exchange, it feels pretty good when we see that number grow. It feels pretty good when we see
Does indeed.
this year we've got an extra zero on the end of our karmic flow than what we had on last year. That's a pretty good feeling kind of thing. But let's talk about business plans. Well, that's kind of manifestation. Professional development is mindfulness. Marketing. What are we doing with marketing? Well, we're surrendering our purpose. That's what marketing is. So there's, and what about all the, I mean, we can talk about all the physical things we have to do with business, like product development and legals and that kind of stuff. Well, that's alchemy. That's turning the ideas into the precious gemstones. It's alchemy and, reporting, that's when we're getting our answers from the universe. That's hearing our answers. So, meeting minutes is honoring our journey. So we completely rewrite the language of business so
The
that,
business language,
and it's not to make us feel good, it's to remind us exactly what we're
No.
doing. It's a connection reminding us to exactly what we're doing at all steps of business. So when we remember what we're doing, we're not getting clients or we're not building a database. What we're actually doing is connecting with our tribe so that we can help them on their journey. That feels much better.
Damien, when we first spoke about the language around business, and I started to think, oh, this is really great from my own personal business and perspective. And when we did that, I then went and attached a vision to that. So when you talk about the energy of money, I now have a vision in my mind that, and I'll just quickly share with the audience, and that vision is the inflow and outflow of dollars. And my vision is just dollars fluttering down in and fluttering back out. But also, I've got in that vision is a table with little piles of money that stack up and they flutter off and they flutter back down and they flutter off and they flutter back down. I found, and I don't know if you've heard this before, Damien, but I found that attaching the vision to the terminology was powerful for me. And those are the sorts of things that you want to create with Soul of Business, is that people start to look and think about business in a different way. And that's the whole impetus behind the Soul of Business, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think You know, connecting, visualization is a really great way to bring the energy that you want to
Yeah.
you. And affirmations also, affirmations super important. Like I'll start my day with an affirmation. Today I'm channeling the inspiration that's going to change the world. You know, so I repeat that quite
Yes.
often, particularly at the start of the day. But so I think, you know, one of the things that we do to hold everything together is trying to connect in every element of our business. And I started with job descriptions with employees. So when we build a team, typically we go out and we look at the tasks that they need to do and the qualifications. So you've got a bookkeeper, you talked about bookkeepers before, you know, someone doing payroll. You know, let's talk about someone who's doing payroll. You know, what do? They're kidding, they've got to understand the bookkeeping system. They make sure that you know, at pay time, they make sure that everyone gets the money in their bank account. They make sure the tax is deducted right. If there's superannuation or whatever, you know, provident fund sort of payments, that's all correct. You know, they're the tasks that they do, and that's what people typically do with job descriptions. Now, what we look at instead of a job description is a purpose promise. And what the purpose promise is, it's not a job description. It's the promise of service behind, you know, this position. And we started with job descriptions. We started with roles in the business, but we apply it now to everything, to new products. You know, so if I'm going to do another sales roadshow through South Africa, we'd run a purpose promise for this. And it's got three sections, basically. The first section is, what's the purpose behind this? You know, what's the actual purpose? You know, what is the promise of the work to the world or to the tribe that this role contains? And someone in payroll, for example, you know, their purpose, you know, their frontline human resource job satisfaction. You know, their frontline job satisfaction, their role is to keep everyone happy in the business. Because if people don't get paid right, there's
they're not happy.
That's right. So we start off with, what's the actual purpose behind this? The purpose behind a payroll clerk is to make sure everyone in the business is happy. That's your job. That's the very first line of job satisfaction for the business. So, and obviously it'd be a bit more complex because there'd be other bits of purpose too, and not complete responsibility. I know other things will make people unhappy at work, but that, you see the idea of the purpose behind that. And but then instead of, like, typically a job description will look at tasks. And tasks don't get things done. Tasks are ticked off a list. But, you know, raising kids, the number of times I ask them to clean the kitchen and they come up and say it's clean and I bring them back in, and my son said, I wiped the bench, and which went straight on the floor, and my daughter put the dishes in the dishwasher, and I say, well, is the kitchen clean? That's the outcome. And they're like, oh, no, Dad, it's a pigsty. And I'm like, But I did this and I did this and I did this, and they're looking at tasks rather than outcomes. So the second stage is we look at outcomes with everything. So we've got a purpose. Yeah. What are the outcomes? So the outcomes of a Reiki session is someone sees the healing they need to do and have something to walk out the door with, kind of thing. Or, you know, so really, really clear idea of what are the outcomes that we can give our tribe. And then we look at the essence of how we do it. And the essence is a combination. Are there required skills? But more importantly, how is the way we do it? You know, because we want people to feel a certain way. We don't want, you know, if we do things the wrong way, we're not going to change the world anyway. So the essence part is really important. And, you know, most people call that code of conduct. But we talk about the essence of what we do. So,
that's a much better way.
Yeah, so basically you can create, you know, we start doing this sort of structure at the top with the business itself. What's the purpose of the business? What are the outcomes of the business in terms of tribe? And then what's the essence of the business? And every element of the whole business has to be aligned with that. So you can create complete alignment through all the different offerings, through all the different team members, through, you do it for your clients and for your suppliers, you know, so they have to fit in alignment with what we're trying to do. And through that alignment, that sort of structural alignment based on our gifts, based on our vision, you can't not live in flow unless someone's not living that purpose. So that's connection.
I know as part of that purpose promise work, I've started doing that in my own business, and I've just started doing one around partnerships and what a purpose promise for a partnership would look like in terms of my unique business and what I do. And I have to say that it's a powerful exercise, Damien, to look at things from that perspective versus, you know, more traditional business wording, code of conduct, whatever. Code of conduct. Damien and I both come from a corporate world, and code of conduct is just one of the fundamentals when you go to work with a big corporation. That's what they throw out. This is the code of conduct. How much better would it be if we looked at things from that purpose promise? And this is what we expect from our employees in terms of those behaviors and their connection to the corporation. Much better way of looking at it, and much better way to do business ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the essence of who we are. This is what we create for our clients, and this is the promise when it all works together in alignment.
Definitely. And that terminology and thoughts don't just apply to small business, but they can be. Globatel is a big business, and you've done it in your big business. So we know that terminology and that thought, it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. So we have it slightly, like we have the terminology slightly different in Globatel. It's exactly the same structure. It's what's the purpose, what's the vision, what are the outcomes we're trying to achieve, and how are we going about it? And it works really well when you start at the top, and every single element underneath there, you've got this big triangle of 100% aligned. There's nothing out of alignment with what's next, the purpose of, the purpose promise of what's above that or what's containing that.
Yeah. And Damien, that goes for all of your teams of people across the planet, from your developers to everyone within Globatel, doesn't it?
That's correct. And they get reviewed every year. Every single one gets reviewed every year. Because outcomes change. Yeah. You know, outcomes change over years, and that's part of your, I won't say business planning, I'll start that. That's part of your business manifestation.
Yeah. I was going to say that business manifestation versus business planning just makes so much more sense in trying to connect to your business. For me particularly, that just makes so much more sense. So one of the other things that I wanted to quickly discuss before we run out of time, which we're almost one more minute to go, I wanted to know that your view around connection is that it will help us leave an impact and legacy that we want to leave. And we're going to talk about that in further shows, but that's what sits behind connection, Damien.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is it. This is what the soul of business is about. I see all these amazing people, impacting people around them so brilliantly. Without a vision for what happens next. And so without the vision of what happens next is we retire or we die and it's gone. Yeah. You know, but these connections are so, like, when we get these connections right and we everything fits in place, this impact we're having should survive us. You know, for the world to be a better place.
It should be generational.
That's right. It should keep going. And, you know, maybe for you, it's a mother passing her wisdom to a daughter. Maybe for someone else, it's, I've birthed this thing. I've got it to a stage. This is where, you know, I need to step away but for it to be of true service to the world, it's got to be part of this bigger thing over here that, you know, it becomes part of someone else's dream at that point, and it gets bigger and it grows like that. So there's lots of different ways of, for legacy to happen. Legacy is one of the, legacy in business terms is called an exit strategy. So let's call it legacy. This is one of the biggest tragedies I see in, you know, purpose driven people is that there's no thought to what's left behind once I'm finished. And, you know, that's one of the things that I want to bring, you know, make available to everyone is let's let's have this survive us. Let's have this, you know, what we're doing is so important that this
should be beyond us.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Damien, thank you so much. We are almost completely out of time yet again. What a fantastic conversation to have today. Listeners, we'll be back next week and to talk further about the soul of business. In the meantime, I encourage you to jump on to the soulofbusiness.academy, where you'll see the thought and training behind what we've been talking about. Damien, as I said, has a wonderful community and tribe around him. And if you're wanting to be part of that versus what is not working for you, I encourage you to connect with Damien and have a talk about the soul of business and how it can help you. Damien, thank you so much for joining me again this week. I can't wait till next week. I think we have universal laws on our list for discussion next week. Hopefully we'll be able to fill a show with amazing stories from Damien about from his business wisdom. Don't forget, jump on the soulofbusiness.academy. Check out what Damien has to offer. It's fantastic seeker training level stuff. It will change the way you think about business. Damien, thank you so much. And that's our lot for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Bye for now. Over to you, TJ.